What if you could cut through the noise in the online business world and learn from someone who has built a real business? We verified the numbers and combed through the P&L. This is not only a real business, but a real asset that people want to buy. We're going to pull the curtain back and give you the insights this entrepreneur has discovered that you can use to level up your knowledge, whether you're looking to buy a business or looking for inspiration to take your current business to the next level. Hey, listeners, welcome back to the Real Money, Real Business podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about an Amazon Associates business that is making over $8,000 every single month. But the really interesting thing about this business is that it comes from an owner who has made a career about creating new Amazon Associates sites and then selling them. So it's really interesting to get his take on why the Amazon Associates model is so lucrative. Josh, thank you for coming on here today. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
You know, man, it's going great for me. How are you doing?
Really good. Really good.
So I'm really interested in hearing how you built this Amazon Associates site to $250,000. But before we get to the questions that I have for you, I want to go ahead and run through a little quick summary of the business. Again, the business was built in December of 2015, has a monthly revenue of $8,581, expenses of $305 to make for a net profit of $8,276, which is generated on a 12-month average. Included in the sale of this business are the primary domain and all site content and files and social media accounts. Josh, can you tell us a little bit about your background in building and running online businesses?
Yeah, so I've been doing this for about 3 years now, probably more than that, but really full time basically for about 3 years. And now I have a whole team that works with me, mostly in the Philippines, an American writer and stuff. And, you know, we build a lot of sites. We build, like, depending on kind of where we're at in the business, we're building one or two new sites a month usually. We also do a little bit of flipping. We've just recently kind of gotten into a little bit of site flipping as well. So yeah, we build these mostly Amazon affiliate style websites. And then when they reach a certain point of maturity, we're usually about ready to sell them. So we've sold already, I think it's like 9 or 10 sites through Empire Flippers. And this is another one. This is a really nice one. This is a really good earner and a really strong site going up on the marketplace.
You know, I think it's funny. You mentioned that you've sold 9 with Empire Flippers now, and I think that speaks something to the quality of your sites that you're able to just sell all of these sites. And as you said today, you have a great one today. It's making over $8,000 a month in profit. Why did you settle upon the home improvement niche?
Well, I mean, we have sites in lots of different niches. So this isn't necessarily the home improvement niche. Instead of another niche, we go to a lot of different niches. But this, you know, particular niche ended up being kind of a home run for us, you know, a really strong niche. And, you know, a lot of magic kind of came together for this site. One of the things about this site, I think, that made it really successful is that Google, for whatever reason, for some of their like algorithm magic, just decided that they liked this site. And that's the kind of thing that you see a lot when you build a lot of these sites. There's a fairly high failure rate. And, you know, we do most of our sites in very similar ways. So, you know, we do a little bit of experimentation, but for the most part, we're doing pretty similar stuff. So a lot of our sites, like maybe as much as like 40% of the sites that we build fail. And it's going to take us, and this is kind of the bummer part about building sites is, you know, it might take me a year to decide that this site has failed. So I've invested a lot of money in all the link building and all the content and just in all the sort of like technical behind the scenes stuff before I even know if a site has failed. But then you also get these sites that Google, you know, just percentage wise, some of the sites are going to end up being sites that Google just loves. And this is actually why, you know, a lot of people are, you know, this is probably interesting for the buyers. You, as a buyer, might relate to this, that, you know, a lot of the reason people are buying sites right now, and we've actually gotten a little bit into some site buying instead of just building, is because of that big failure rate. And because it takes so long to even maybe know if that site has succeeded or not, that starting with a site that is already in favor with Google is a really big, you know, step in the right direction. Now, you know, for our particular business model, you know, even if we are going to buy a site, we're looking for really, really small sites. And for the most part, we're still building just because that's the business model that we've built and it's successful for us. This is why we're still like, we're also still in the business of selling sites. this is why that we're selling this site. But, you know, we just kind of just lucked out with this particular website in this niche. It's also, I'll say also about the niche that it's, you know, I mean, go ahead and, you know, probably makes sense to like put a deposit down. If you're interested, put a deposit down on this site and then follow along a little bit more. But you'll see when you put a deposit down, this is a niche that's, it's a relatively new type of product, but it's not going anywhere. It's not just a fad. It's definitely growing. And I think that that's been another thing that's been really, that's helped make this site successful, is because this type of product is becoming more popular. So this is the kind of thing that you really want to see, you know, I really want to see in the site. You know, I've experimented with lots of different niches, but I'm much more interested in a niche that, you know, over the next few years, presumably, like, you know, Google Trends indicates this, and just like logic indicates that this is going to be a growing thing, versus, you know, a niche that's maybe a bit more of a fad or maybe kind of in decline or something. So that's another reason why I really like this niche and why I think this site was such a successful one.
So your whole business model for yourself is built around building these sites and selling them. So, I mean, that kind of answers the why are you selling it question. So moving along from that and looking at this business over the last year, you notice that in the springtime, the business was making about $10,000 every single month in profit. That's a big number on an Amazon Associates site, passive income. And then it's been down a little bit in the summer, you know, above 7,000, which is still a lot. But, and then there was also a dip in October. So what has contributed to this not just being a flat $10,000 every month?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is probably like one of the most important things to address about this, probably one of the things that buyers are wondering. So two separate things. So what happened in October was that this site, along with a lot of other Amazon affiliate sites, or even just, you know, small affiliate style websites in general, got a manual penalty from Google. It was a, what do they call it? Unnatural inbound link penalty. And we were able to recover it quite quickly. So, you know, going forward, I mean, I'm sure that this is a, you know, it's going to be on people's minds buying it, and totally should be, but this is something that can be recovered from quite quickly. And I'm happy to like give somebody more details on how the recovery works. I mean, pretty much it works for any site. It's a pretty simple process of going through and disavowing links and stuff. At the time, actually, I think part of why this site got a penalty is we were getting a lot of negative SEO to the site. I'm not seeing this so much anymore, but for a while there last year, I think probably one of the competitors just, you know, wanting to outrank us was sending a lot of spammy links. So they would send like a lot of links from cheapy places and directories and comments and, you know, these kinds of links that you can just generate basically, or you can pay somebody on Fiverr to generate. And they were all saying, you know, they all had like exact match kinds of anchor texts. And basically what we did was we just disavowed all of those. You know, I have somebody who I can, you know, I'm happy to connect anybody with who's listening to this. He's great. And he did it for like, it was like $150 or something. And he was able to just disavow all of those. And then within a few weeks, we were recovered and we haven't had any issues since. So I don't expect that to be an issue going forward at all. I'm not seeing loads of these new spammy links coming in. If you're like geeking out about the back and you look and you see like all these spammy links from spammy sources, that's what we're looking at. And I'm happy to share, like, we can talk through about like, what are the links that have been disavowed? But you can also, I mean, you can also know that like, we have a big list of spammy links that have been disavowed that Google's now ignoring. And you can see, I mean, overall, I mean, I think it's the most important thing is you can see that Google's cool with it, right? Like the months after that, you know, this spring was the best earning months ever for this site. So Google is on board with disavowing those links and treating the site like it was treating it before, where they're really happy with this site. So, but you will see a pretty big dip in earnings in October there. And actually that affected, I think that affected a little bit the end of September last year as well, in October, and maybe even a little bit the beginning of November. So, and, you know, I mean, essentially the effect for you as a buyer is that, you know, when we're doing the valuation based on the past 12 months, you are going to get a little bit of a discount kind of built in there from what you can expect to earn, you know, next October. based on, you know, the consistent earnings of these sites, because next October, you know, the earnings should be consistent from previous months. So that's to address that. And then in terms of like variation since like the beginning of 2018, so we had like the best months ever at the beginning of 2018, and then it's been down a little bit since then. Some of that is a little bit of natural ranking variation. I think the traffic for the site, and actually like we're doing this interview right now, kind of end of July, like the middle to end of July, and we're seeing the traffic. The traffic's going back up. I mean, you can take a look at the Clicky analytics, and the traffic's going back up to where it was in those since in September. The other thing that I think though is that there's a slight sort of seasonality to this site. It's, you know, I wouldn't really consider this a particularly seasonal site in terms of, you know, I have a few sites that are just like, you know, winter equipment, right? Or they're just for summer. And it's not like that at all. It should be, you know, fairly consistent earnings. But, you know, if you take a look at Google Trends for this niche, you are seeing like a little bit more traffic for like buyer related keywords in this niche around like December through March. So, and then usually like June, July, or yeah, around June, July is like the weakest months for these keywords. And then it seems to like, you know, looking at Google Trends, like these are picking up again, typically like end of summer and into fall. And I'm not 100% sure, but I suspect that, you know, it's in the home improvement niche, and especially for this particular product, the springtime is the time that people are doing this type of project more often. So I think that that's why you're seeing, you know, a little bit more searches, but also a little, especially, you know, more sales, a little bit more sales happening in the spring than in like June, July. It'll probably pick up again a little bit more in the fall. I think that, you know, the monthly average that's on the listing right now is probably a fairly accurate representation. It's probably a little bit discounted from like the October stuff, but it, you know, in terms of like you have the highest earning months in there and then you have some lower earning months. So I think that that's like a good way to kind of think about the business. Of course, it has room to grow, and I'm sure we can talk about that later, but in terms of how it's been doing and, you know, if you didn't touch it, basically how you could expect it to continue doing.
When you look at the business right now, right? So as you were saying, traffic's picking back up, it's July, things are going well. Right now, what work is required on your end and your team's end to maintain the business as is and keep that upward trend going?
Yeah, for sure. Great question. So once we get one of our sites ranking, we do very little with it to maintain it. And obviously, like, that's a kind of a different conversation than continuing to grow it and make it, you know, into something even bigger or higher earning. But in terms of to maintain the current earnings, basically the only maintenance we're really doing for it is we're going to check, we have this on like a quarterly schedule, we're going to just check all the products that we're linking to and just make sure that they're still being sold on Amazon, that they're still like the best products to link to, that there's not like some big competitor in the niche that's become obviously a better choice or something. And I can't really speak to, I don't really know actually about this site particularly, but I can tell you, you know, like across all our sites, like, you know, we probably replace like one product once a year on average for most of our sites. So if you think about this site, you want to spend like an hour or two kind of just like the links, make sure that the product, that the links are still good and the products are still, you know, have good reviews and everything on Amazon. You want to do that like quarterly, and then you want to like have an extra, you know, depending on how fast you write and stuff, or if you have a writer, if you hire a writer to do it, it's, you know, it's going to be one little like blurb of a review to replace that product if there's a new product that's coming there that you've decided is a better product to link to, or for some reason like there's an older model that's discontinued. It's very, very little work. And you know what? I bet if you did not touch the site for a year, even if you didn't do that process that I went through, I mean, people are still they're still going to Amazon with that buyer intent. You probably actually wouldn't really see much of a decline in earnings. But I just think I really like to keep the sites, you know, as relevant as possible, as up to date as possible, and then make sure it stays as a really good resource for people, so that it can continue to get, you know, any like natural links and any, and just that user engagement. And then eventually like the people reading the site will of course then go actually buy the products directly from our, you know, after reading our site and not feel like they need to go to any other sites because we have the, you know, the really quality information on there. That's like really all that's needed. I mean, of course, like, you know, what I would suggest, you know, if you're this type of buyer, I think there's a lot of opportunities to add some content to the site and also to continue doing more like link building outreach stuff. Or if you're more into like the PBN side of things, there's, you know, opportunity for that stuff. So I think that there's a lot more opportunity for this site, but if you were just wanted to hold it in your portfolio, that's like the minimum amount of maintenance I think that it needs.
Can you explain what a PBN is for someone who's listening and heard you mention that and it's just like, what the heck is he talking about?
Yeah, so, and this is important because this site has links from our PBN. So PBN stands for Private Blog Network. And, you know, I'll go really basic here. So, you know, most of the traffic, the vast majority of the traffic is coming from Google. And Google is ranking our site for, you know, number one, number two, number three for these keywords, because we have a bunch of links going to the site from, you know, other authoritative websites. And, you know, for this site, we have a lot of links from like guest post, natural kind of outreach we've done. And then we also have links, which, you know, those are links in the sort of like the way you might expect people to get links. Like we're emailing blog owners and saying like, hey, can we write this guest post for you? We also own a network of sites. This is our private blog network. We own a network of blogs that we've bought them from previous owners or after people were done using them for, you know, whatever their personal blog. We've bought them and we've repurposed them so that we can link to our site or our sites for that added, for more links and for that added authority. So these are all owned and controlled by us. This isn't something that Google wants you to do. I mean, this is kind of considered, this is considered more in the like gray hat, black hat realm. This isn't something Google wants you to do because it is all being controlled by us rather than being like a totally natural around the web thing. But it's also very, you know, in terms of the various types of link building that can be done, we stay on the pretty far conservative side of, you know, of people who are willing to like bend the rules a little bit. You know, we're not doing any big spamming or blog commenting or anything like that. We're staying just on...
You try to not go too dark, right? You don't want to go too black hat. You don't want to get super risky, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for setting me back onto that train of thought. Yeah, we're quite conservative. And, you know, for somebody who maybe has heard some stuff about PBNs, there's really a very wide range of like what kind of links people call PBN links. And one of the big distinctions that I like to make is that a lot of people just throw the term PBN around for links that they've purchased on somebody else's network of sites. And I kind of consider that more like a public blog network in a way. I mean, there are people doing it in ways that are fairly safe selling these links, and there's people doing it in ways that I see as a lot more risky. But the least risky way to do it really is to keep it totally private. So you're not advertising anywhere like, hey, we sell links, anything like that. And that's the way that, you know, all the links that are from a PBN that are going to this website are coming from this totally private network of sites. So, and I mean, I don't think it makes sense to go into like crazy amounts of detail, but we do a lot of stuff to keep our PBN like super secure. Like we do testing. We have completely unique articles and designs on all of it. We do a lot with different, with like, we have everything on like shared, different shared hosting accounts and stuff. And if you don't really know what I'm talking about, feel free to just like, I mean, we do a lot to make it super duper secure. It's probably like some of the most secure PBN practices that people are doing around the web. And if you do know what I'm talking about, then maybe that's a little bit more information on like what our specific practices are that make it so secure.
And then when looking at the future, if the new owner for the site wanted to continue having those links from the PBN, what's going to be the protocol there?
Yeah, so we keep that really simple. So there's built into the price right now is a PBN link fee. So I forget what it is exactly, but there's a monthly fee that you'd pay just to keep those links live. It just covers sort of the maintenance and stuff. And of course, if you at some point decided, you know, you wanted to transition off of using PBN links, that's an option, then you wouldn't be paying that fee. I don't really recommend it. And I'm not saying this from the point of view of selling these links or anything like that. It's fine with me, whatever you want to do with that. But I would recommend just keeping as many links as possible going to the site. But if you know what you're doing and you want to experiment with something like that, of course, totally good to do that. But if you want to just keep it simple, you pay the fee that's already built into the pricing and those links stay live indefinitely in the future. And this is an arrangement we've done with like pretty much all the past sites we've sold in Empire Flipper. So it's pretty standard, it's pretty safe and stuff.
Hey listeners, do you want to find a business that is just right for you? Head on over to Empire Flippers and have a look at our marketplace, where you can see real businesses making real money, just like the one we're looking at today. In fact, don't miss out. Head over now, share your email address, and we'll send you hot, fresh new listings of successful businesses every week to your inbox. Now back to the interview. And you kind of touched on this earlier, Josh, when you mentioned that if you were a buyer, you would try to do all these things to try to grow. Oh, we'll touch on that later. So now it's later. What do you feel are all of the major opportunities for growth that, you know, you would recommend a new owner trying to do?
Yeah. So there's a lot of directions that I could go with this, but I think the simplest things that I would do is more link building to the site. Because in general, like, you know, just overall, the more you build links, the more Google will decide to rank your site, you know, even just one or two notches higher, one or two rankings higher for all kinds of different long tail, you know, different types of keywords like that. So just building more links to the site, always a good idea. But probably even like the number one way that I think that I see like an opportunity for growth here is to really do like a big content expansion and target a lot of the smaller keywords that are related to this niche. So right now, you know, on this site, we've really only targeted like the top three or four kind of keywords or like sort of topics related to the niche. It's a little hard to talk about it without using any of the details. But, you know, if you can imagine, you know, we have like the main keywords related to the niche, and then we have like two kind of subcategories within there. And those are the top, you know, keywords in the niche. But there's a lot of other keywords, you know, like what's the best version of this product for this specific type of use. And I've actually seen people do this, and I've been doing this a bit with smaller sites that I've been buying, and I've seen a lot of people do this, like even with sites, even people who I've sold sites to in the past, they've done that, and I've seen them increase the rankings, increase the traffic quite a bit within a few months, really, by doing that kind of like, you know, horizontal expansion on the site, just getting a lot more content related to the site. Because the thing is, you know, Google loves this site for this niche. I mean, and that's clear from how they're ranking it and how it's been ranking for, I think since around the beginning of 2017, it's been ranking really strongly for a long time now. So Google really trusts this site for these topics, right? So anything that you can add related to these topics are going to rank fairly easily. And there's actually some evidence already, you know, in the spring we did a little bit of this kind of expansion, although we weren't really focused on like money keywords and keywords that would, you know, that would convert people into Amazon customers so much as just kind of like adding more, a little bit more trust, a little bit more types of articles to the site. And some of those articles, they're getting traffic regularly. You know, it's a lot less than our main keywords because we haven't really done much in the way of link building or even, you know, targeting them at all to optimize them. But even with those articles, we're getting some natural traffic just because Google trusts this site. So when you put a bunch more of these types of articles, and especially if you add a little bit of link building to them, you could easily get a lot more, you know, rank for a lot more keywords in this niche, or even in kind of like very, very related niches, I think could have a lot of potential, you know, because this site already has a lot of authority with Google, a lot of trust in Google's algorithm right now.
When you look at the site, obviously the PBNs is a potential risk that, you know, we've already kind of acknowledged. Do you feel like there are any other potential risks associated with this business that you would want a new owner to be aware of?
Well, I think that, you know, somebody should come in with open eyes about the risks of owning a site that's, you know, super reliant on Google and to some extent, I guess, on Amazon. You know, this is probably somebody who's ready to buy a site, you know, with this kind of, you know, level of site from Empire Flippers. They're aware of the sort of these sorts of risks and rewards. But I think, it's worth voicing that, you know, with an investment like this, you have, you know, and I'm in this business, so I'm like, I'm right there with you. You know, you have a lot of great stuff. It's like, you know, it's like pretty great investment on paper in terms of the amount of money you're putting up front and the potential return on that. And so, you know, especially with something like this, there's no work involved, right? You don't have to be releasing new articles all the time. You don't have to be serving customers. It's like really, really hands off. But the other side of that is it's very, very reliant on Google and really on Amazon. So, you know, they make changes and that affects you, you know. I mean, even just like some of the traffic variation on this site. I mean, you get this on pretty much any site that's very reliant on Google for traffic. You know, some of the variation in earnings some month, I think, is coming from just small variations in the Google algorithm and, you know, which keywords is it ranking number one for versus number two or number three. And that's so, you know, it's a risk. It's also can be a reward sometimes. You know, sometimes a bunch of my sites all of a sudden start doing better and I'm like, what did I do? And I'm looking through like, oh, maybe I did some change. And, you know, I talked to my team about it and we're like, yeah, we didn't do anything. Okay, must be just that Google changed something. So, you know, you can be on both sides of that. But, you know, it is very, very reliant on Google. So I think that's the thing you got to be aware of in, you know, in any of these types of sites is that's that kind of risk. Outside of that, I don't really think there's any like unexpected risks. I mean, this is, you know, one thing I would look at with this type of site is it a trend thing, right? Is it based around one product that could go out of fashion next year? And that's definitely not the case with this site. This is, you know, this type of product is definitely here to stay. So I don't think you have much in the way of unexpected risks.
You have built many, many sites and have even sold them on Empire Flippers. And I can't think of one, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're always Amazon Associate sites. So what is it about this business model, about this program that is more appealing to you than other programs that you could be a part of?
Yeah, well, I have actually sold like, I think one or two AdSense sites and one site that was with a different, it was in a different affiliate program, different sort of type of niche. It was more of a self-help kind of site. But I do like most of my sites, and especially where I'm focused now, is really in the Amazon affiliate category. There's a lot to be said about the Amazon affiliate stuff. One thing I like, this is like, might not be a concern for a lot of people, but I really don't want to get into business on something that I have like moral qualms about. You know, I don't need to like be saving the world with my businesses here, but I don't want to be promoting something that I actually think could be harmful or dangerous to somebody. So, you know, a lot of the affiliate programs that I see out there or that I see people making a lot of money in just don't feel right to me. Like a lot of the supplement stuff, a lot of the weight loss stuff, and that doesn't feel good to me. So the cool thing about Amazon is you can promote stuff that is actually really useful to people, that people want, and you are really providing them a service by telling them like what's the best one for their needs. This is something, you know, people do spend a lot of time trying to figure that out. So if you can, you know, give them that information, you're providing a useful service to them. And so I really like that aspect, that I feel like it's actually a useful thing. There's no promoting anything that feels like icky to me. And then there's a lot to be said also just about the Amazon affiliate program. They have pretty good commissions. They pay you for everything somebody buys within 24 hours of clicking to Amazon. So, you know, the majority, I think maybe about 80%. At one point, a friend of mine was also in the same space, did a kind of an analysis of a bunch of his sites. And I think mine are probably similar. Probably about 80% of the revenue comes from the product, from people buying the product that we are recommending or another product in that, you know, in that niche. But then about 20% of the revenue comes from stuff that's totally unrelated, totally random, like some children's toy or some like grocery thing, you know, just like Amazon sells so much stuff. You know, there's even like these bounties, you know, like somebody signs up for some home bounty program and Amazon will give us a commission for it. We didn't even promote the home bounty program or whatever, but we still get that bonus because they clicked from our site. So that's really a cool thing about doing the Amazon affiliate program. And also their conversion machine is great. You know, they like, we don't have to convince people to trust Amazon or to buy from Amazon. We just send people to Amazon and Amazon does the rest. And that's really, really, that's really, really easy. So we just help people with which product to buy and we send them on their way from our site. We don't have to tell people, you know, why they should buy from Amazon or anything like that. So it makes it really simple.
Josh, seeing as you've built so many sites and you do it all the time, like you said, you know, there are a lot of people who want to get started in the online business world. So what would be your piece of advice to someone who wanted to go and build their own website?
Yeah, these days, that's funny.
You say that like it's a little too late to get into the game.
I mean, here's the thing. It takes us, you know, I was kind of mentioning this before, but it takes us usually three would be a very fast turnaround time, but as much as like 12 months to really know if a site is going to be successful. And, you know, usually we're not earning, you know, most of our sites, we're not earning a whole lot from that site for the first 12 months. And it's really an investment for a long time for those first 12 months. You know, if you have either the time or the money to put into it, you could build like, you know, we talked about this 40% failure rate. So if you built 10 sites, you could expect maybe 6 of them to be successful. You know, and then if you had either the time to do a lot of this, you know, manual outreach, write your own guest posts, write your own content, or you had the money to invest, like either going and buying like PBN links or, you know, going and, you know, paying one of these services that will do guest posts for you, you could definitely go down that route. And I think you would have success. And it's interesting, like every year I run these same numbers and it's like the math still makes sense. It's still quite profitable to build your own websites and sell them in that context, even with that failure rate, even with the like long wait time until the site is making money and, you know, really paying for itself. But I just knew, you know, when I got started, like I didn't have 12 months to wait and see if this project was going to be successful. And I was, you know, I was lucky enough to get started with this particular type of site building when Google didn't slow you down that much. You know, when Google was willing to rank you in a month or two, if you got a few links for a topic and, you know, and it was a lot easier to rank and it was a lot faster to rank, I think. So for this type of site, I mean, yeah, that's how you could do it. Honestly, like if you don't have the money, if you're watching this interview, you're not going to buy a site. Like you're not interested or you just don't have the money or whatever. Honestly, what I would do is like really start on more of the like authority site type of thing, like not going for these little sites that are just about like a particular product and doing like an individual product review on it, but more about trying to build like a community, trying to get, you know, interest and traffic and stuff outside of Google first. And then, you know, and then over time optimizing for Google as well. I think that's like, you know, that's the way I would start at this point. And I wouldn't be aiming it to like a smaller affiliate site type of thing. But because I have this system in place and I have the, you know, the resources and the trust that when I build a new site in 12 months, it will be, you know, a percentage and a high enough percentage of them will be worth enough money that it's all worth it. Then, you know, I'm willing to do it. If you have the trust, go for it, you know, do it. But, you know, and I'm not trying to scare off competition. There's a lot of niches out there. I'm not worried about that. It's like, you know, it might take quite a while. Unless, of course, I mean, there's people who are doing, you know, I see people all the time. People do like this really spammy stuff. You know, people have various little hacks and stuff to get something ranking a little bit faster. But that stuff, I mean, you're not going to be able to sell that on Empire Flippers because that stuff just really isn't sustainable. That stuff's not going to last. You know, you're not going to be earning for like 18 months and then be able to sell it. Because if you go down the really spammy route, Google will probably be, you know, be on your case fairly quickly on that one.
Would you commit to a non-compete?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, we have like, you know, we have so many niches to go into. You know, we're not interested in trying to compete with another site that we built or somebody we sold to. We'd much rather just like go into a different, you know, build more sites in a different niche. So we're always moving into, you know, new niches and not trying to like overlap with a previous niche that we've built a site in.
How much support are you willing to offer a new owner during the transition period?
Yeah, I'm happy to do a Skype call or two. Really, I mean, you know, especially for a bigger sale like this, but really for any of the sites that I sell, like I really want it to be successful for the new buyer. It, you know, it makes me happy. It also makes me look good. You know, when I'm trying, you know, in a year or two, when I want to turn around and say like, oh, I've sold 20 sites, I've sold 30 sites on Empire Flippers, I want to be pointing to a track record of the people who are buying my sites having success. So I really want it to be super successful for you. So I'm happy to like help you out however I can. I'm happy to jump on a Skype call and, you know, explain whatever. There's not really a lot of training. I mean, there's not that much you really need to like know to run the business, but I'm happy to talk to you about, you know, just answer questions or talk to you about my processes or just, you know, if you want to run any ideas by me, feel free to. I'm also, most of the time when I sell these sites, most of the time we end up just doing like some email exchanges, and I'm happy to do that too. And then sort of, you know, I can't offer like completely unlimited support for forever, but I've never really, everybody has their own business to run. So usually people aren't asking me questions all the time or anything. So, you know, an occasional email now and then is totally fine. I'm happy to support people through that. But, you know, just to give people a few parameters, we could say like 30 days email support, 1 hour Skype call. And then if we need to do another one, I'm happy to throw that on if you want to do any of that stuff.
Are you willing to negotiate on something like an earnout?
Yeah, definitely. I'm super open to a more sort of interesting deal structure. I mean, obviously, like, you know, if somebody came in with cash up front, that's the best way to get the deal done. But I know for a bigger sale like this, not everybody has the cash up front, or maybe because of PBN or something, maybe people won't want to, you know, want a few months or something of sort of extra insurance that based on that. And I'm super open to that. I mean, I think the site's pretty strong on its own. So as you know, as long as you know what you're doing as a buyer, and you're not going to like totally, you know, as long as you're not going to like trash the site in some way, then, you know, I think I have enough trust in where the site's going to be comfortable with an arrangement like that. So happy to discuss that kind of thing with a buyer.
Josh, thank you. I do have another question for you, but before I get to that, I want to go ahead and run through that quick summary of the business again. The business was built in December of 2015, has a monthly revenue of $8,581, expenses of $305 to make for a net profit of $8,276, which is generated on a 12-month average. Included in the sale of this business are the primary domain and all site content and files and social media accounts. Josh, seeing as you've sold so many sites, can you kind of just objectively looking at the site, tell me why do you feel like it's a business worth buying?
I'm going to answer this in two ways. So first of all, I think that, you know, these types of sites are pretty good investments right now, especially if you have ideas of like, you know, continuing to work on growing it, to have of an investment that can have this type of return and has so little maintenance going for it. I mean, especially you compare it to like even just like drop shipping websites or something like that. You just have, this is like so little maintenance. You can focus all your energy on growth or even just have it as an investment and focus your energy elsewhere. So that's speaking to this type of site in general. And then what's, I think, is really cool about this particular site is just how strong it is in Google and how strong this niche is. So you can see how strong this niche is just by, you know, the actual earnings, which, you know, I think to me indicates that if you continue to put up more content and get more visitors in this niche, you could really increase the earnings very dramatically because every visitor is going to be worth a lot more than, you know, compared to a lot of other niches. And then this particular site, you know, it's favored by Google. You know, they like this site. I mean, you'll see, you know, sometimes we've had, I don't know if this is happening right now. I think for some keywords, I think it still is happening. But, you know, on and off, we've had, you know, we'll have like two different pages of the site ranking for the same keyword, which Google doesn't usually do that. But usually when they do that, then they're indicating that they really see this site as like one of the top authorities on this like little sub niche in this like keyword search. So I think that you have a really big like leverage opportunity basically for what you could do with this site.
And aside from all of the opportunities, aside from, you know, everything else we've said today, Josh has sold many sites from, you know, with Empire Flippers. And I think that just kind of speaks to the quality of his sites. And like he said, he has great success rate, you know, buyers are buying his sites and being successful. So that should instill some confidence in you if you're looking at this as to, I can buy this and I can be successful as well because this guy, Josh, makes some quality sites. Josh, thank you so much for taking the time to be on with me today.
Let me add to that just like really, really quick that at one point, like a year or two ago, I followed up with a few of the buyers of some of my sites and I got just to get some testimonials with them. I'm happy to share that with anybody. If you make a deposit, feel free to ask for those. And yeah, and people are growing their sites that they bought. People are really happy with them. And then I followed up recently. I followed up with a few different people, and some of them had gone on to sell the sites again within 6 months or a year. They'd gone on to sell the sites again after growing them. Like, I think one guy even like doubled the revenue on the site and then sold it again in like 6 or 12 months with Empire Flippers. So it's really cool for me to see those people being really successful with those sites that they bought.
Josh, thank you so much for taking the time to be on with me today. This is, you know, what, our sixth time talking in the last year. It's always a pleasure to have you on here.
Yeah, you too.
You've just learned how this business works, and I want to give you the opportunity to learn more about what you can do to buy real online businesses just like this one. If you want to find out more about businesses making real money, head over to empireflippers.com and sign up for a mailing list. There is an entire world of people quietly investing their money into online businesses and seeing great returns. Now, we want to help you do the same thing.